The Annals of the Kings and Rulers, Disc 3.
Part 2. The House of Eol. Eol the Young was lord of the men of Eotheod. That land lay near the sources of Anduin, between the furthest ranges of the Misty Mountains and the northernmost parts of Mirkwood. The Eotheod had moved to those regions in the days of King Eärnil II, from lands in the vales of Anduin, between the Carrock and the Gladden, and they were in origin close akin to the Beornings and the men of the West Eaves of the Forest. The forefathers of Eol claimed descent from kings of Rovanion, whose realm lay beyond Mirkwood before the invasions of the Wainriders, and thus they accounted themselves kinsmen of the kings of Gondor, descended from Eldakar. They loved best the plains, and delighted in horses and in all feats of horsemanship. But there were many men in the middle vales of Anduin in those days, and moreover the shadow of Dol Guldur was lengthening. When, therefore, they heard of the overthrow of the Witch-King, they sought more room in the north, and drove away the remnants of the people of Angmar on the east side of the mountains. But in the days of Leod, father of Eol, they had grown to be a numerous people, and were again somewhat straitened in the land of their home. In the 2510th year of the Third Age, a new peril threatened Gondor. A great host of wild men from the northeast swept over Rovanion, and coming down out of the Brownlands, crossed the Anduin on rafts. At the same time, by chance or design, the Orcs, who at that time, before their war with the dwarves, were in great strength, made a descent from the mountains. The invaders overran Cullenarthen, and Cirion, steward of Gondor, sent north for help, for there had been long friendship between the men of Anduin's Vale and the people of Gondor. But in the valley of the river, men were now few and scattered, and slow to render such aid as they could. At last tidings came to Eol of the need of Gondor, and late though it seemed, he set out with a great host of riders. Thus he came to the Battle of the Field of Celebrant, for that was the name of the Greenland that lay between Silverlode and Limblight. There the northern army of Gondor was in peril. Defeated in the wold, and cut off from the south, it had been driven across the Limblight, and was then suddenly assailed by the Orc host, that pressed it towards the Anduin. All hope was lost when, unlooked for, the riders came out of the north, and broke upon the rear of the enemy. Then the fortunes of battle were reversed, and the enemy was driven with slaughter over Limblight. Eol led his men in pursuit, and so great was the fear that went before the horsemen of the north, that the invaders of the world were also thrown into panic, and the riders hunted them over the plains of Cullenarthen.